Speaking through a translator, Chancellor Merkel said she and President Bush are in total agreement that under no circumstances should Iran be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon.
We are in agreement also that a diplomatic solution needs to be found, and we do see good chances for bringing this about. But we also think that it is essential in this context that the clear resolve of the international community is shown by standing united, by showing cohesion on this matter.
Chancellor Merkel says it's crucial to draw as many partners as possible into the process to clearly show Iran that its uranium enrichment is unacceptable. Her White House meeting comes 1 week after talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia and China oppose sanctions and could use their Security Council vetoes to block any resolution making compulsory previous requests that Iran stop enriching uranium. Britain and France Wednesday introduced a resolution that would obligate Iran to halt its uranium enrichment activities. The head of Iran's nuclear program said the nation has enriched uranium to the upper end of the range needed to make fuel for reactors. President Bush said it's an important achievement that the international community is now united behind the goal of stopping Iran from having a nuclear weapon or the capacity to make such a weapon.
The Chancellor and I, of course, obviously agree on that, but so do other partners in this effort, such as the Russians. They agree that the Iranians should not have a nuclear. It's a good starting point. And now we're talking about the tactics as to how to achieve that objective. One such tactic is to go to the United Nations Security Council.
President Bush says Iran must understand that the international opposition to its nuclear program will not fold, that the partnership is strong, and that for the sake of world peace, Tehran should abandon its nuclear weapons ambitions. After their Oval Office meeting, Chancellor Merkel and President Bush had some private time in the White House residence before dinner. The German Chancellor delivers a speech to business leaders in New York Thursday before returning to Washington, where she'll be the first German leader to address a meeting of the American Jewish community. She'll be joined at ceremonies marking that group's 100th anniversary by President Bush and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.